Hey, everybody, welcome to today's new coaching module, More Freedom, Less Stress, How to Eliminate Stress from Your Business and Take an Extra Day Off Each Week. And I'm really, really happy to have on the call with me Jolynn Willoughby, President of Grapevine Virtual. Jolynn, welcome to this new module, today's call, and I sure appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here. And I've heard your recordings and heard feedback from them for a long time. So I'm happy to finally be a part of one.
Excellent. I am too. Now let me give everybody a little bit of background on Jolynn. As many of you know, Jolynn is my membership coordinator for the Inner Circle Club. But what a lot of you may not know. Is that she's not my employee. She owns her own virtual assistant company. I am a huge believer in using virtual assistants. Whether you have we have members with bricks and mortar stores, and we have members who have mobile showrooms, and it doesn't matter. A virtual assistant can help you grow your business, take it to the next level. Now, a little background on Jolynn. She's the owner of Grapevine Virtual. And it's a company that provides virtual assistant services to entrepreneurs and business owners. Jolynn specializes in helping business owners implement systems in their businesses so that they can have freedom and walk-away power and totally eliminate stress. And her company also provides outsourcing for administrative tasks, marketing, and one-time projects. Jolynn has vast marketing experience and has worked with marketing consultants, information marketers, coaches, as well as small businesses across many industries. And she loves providing marketing support, advice, and campaign planning and execution. And that should be music to the ears of everybody listening to this, because one of the challenges that I hear from time to time from members is, getting things implemented in their business, especially marketing, and Jolynn's excellent at that. Her marketing style combines unique ideas in both online and offline marketing. And best of all, Jolynn is able to pull together and organize teams with high-level marketing skills in all needed areas to keep them on track in both large and small projects. Much of Jolynn's business and management training programs focus on creating your ideal lifestyle, building your business around your life rather than anchoring your life to your business. Sound familiar, everybody? It ought to, okay? Now, Jolynn doesn't just train this, she lives it, okay? So you stay tuned during this next hour for some great information. Have your notepad handy, your pen, and get ready to take notes. I have been working with Jolynn for a long time now, again, in various capacities as my virtual assistant and through her company, Grapevine Virtual. And it's why I wanted to bring her on the calls, because she is so good at what she does. She's really a genius in this area, and I like to bring geniuses to the table who can help you as Inner Circle Club members grow your business and expand. So again, Jolynn, thank you so much for being here today. Why don't you give us a brief background on Grapevine Virtual, how the business was started, and what it is that you do?
Sure. Wow, that's actually a lot to live up to, Jim. So I hope that I can live up to your genius title you just gave me. A little bit of background on me. I in a past lives worked in the corporate world. I worked with large corporations and as well as small businesses, and like you mentioned, a lot of different niches and fields. But I've always migrated to really personnel management, putting teams together, and training, and that's really been kind of my backbone. What I've always kind of wound up doing, no matter what I was originally hired to do or contracted to do. So bringing that to the virtual world, I've really, really enjoyed helping business owners, no matter what their business, really. I've loved helping them set their businesses up in order to be streamlined and as efficient as possible. And what I've done most recently here is helped business owners to determine, you know, ways to delegate, ways to think, you know, certain tasks they can hand off to VAs, others that they shouldn't hand off, that they should keep for themselves. And finding that balance and finding that kind of a flow working in a different kind of a setting for a lot of business owners has really been a fun thing for me to do. I love thinking outside the box and finding solutions to common problems for business owners. So I found that really working with virtual assistants is really the way to go for a lot of, especially small business owners. So I've boned up on that and love it and have been working virtually for a while now. So it's been great.
Yeah. And thank goodness for me and my business, because having your assistance has enabled me to be able to take my business to the next level. And I know you can do the same for everybody listening to this. Now, this topic is so important that today's teleconference is actually going to be the cornerstone of a brand new coaching module called More Freedom, Less Stress. And the reason for that is because we didn't go into business for ourselves to work 6 and 7 days a week and put in 50, 60, 70 plus hours a week and be stressed out, burned out, and not have a life. That's not why we did it. We became entrepreneurs. We went into business for ourselves, opened our own flooring store so that because we saw an opportunity, a better opportunity there than going to work for somebody else. Okay? But far too many floor dealers kind of have the worst of both worlds. They're tied to their business, and they have all the stresses and everything else that goes along with being an entrepreneur, but they don't get the freedom and the walk-away power, and it happens way too much. So that's why we are putting this entire module together, More Freedom, Less Stress. I'm so happy, JoLynn, to have you doing our cornerstone teleconference on this. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm honored. Yeah.
All right. So let's jump in. JoLynn, give us your thoughts on why floor dealers need to shift from work to working on their business rather than in their business.
Right. You know, if you're, and you mentioned this a lot, if you're working in your business, it means that you're working on the sales floor, you're doing installations, even the project management role that you've outlined in the world-class installation system. It means you're not working on growing your business. I mean, you can do all the tasks within your business, but then you're stuck doing those tasks, those repetitive things, and you're not growing, which is really your role as a business owner. In fact, the most important role as a business owner, though, is nurturing your business, growing your business, paying attention to those things that are working and identifying and eliminating the things that aren't working. So if you insist on completing the installations yourself, and even if you think that you have a great reason to do this, or you're the best at this, or nobody else can do it the way I can do it, or nobody else is going to care about it as much as I care about it, I know that that's a common pitfall that a lot of business owners, specifically flooring dealers, face. Nobody's going to do this the way I can do it. What that's doing to you is it's making it so that you can't really nurture and grow your entire business. You're doing each individual task, but the reality is you're not doing your most important job of growing that business.
Let me interrupt here, JoLynn. Why do you think it is that entrepreneurs have that attitude that's so common of basically, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself, or nobody can do it as good as me? Why do you think so many entrepreneurs have that and let it stop them?
Well, I think it goes back to control, being in control of your business. So many business owners, and I get this completely, that your business is your baby. It's super important to you. And you hire somebody off the street, or you even contract with a virtual assistant or anyone else, they're not going to care about your business the way you care about it. Even if they care about an individual task or complete that well, they don't have that behind them really to put that dedication in that you can. You get stuck in that cycle of believing that, okay, I've got to do this, and or nobody else will do it as well as I can. And the danger there is that that rolls across the board to everything that you do within your business. So it's an impossibility if you want to grow your business to continue with that attitude, really. But it's understandable, but
it's understandable, but it's self-defeating.
It is. It is. It's a real danger, in fact. I mean, I talk to a lot of business owners who are really stuck in that mode, and trying to break out of that mode is difficult. But once that happens, once you delegate a couple of things and see that it's not the end of the world, and see that even if something isn't done exactly the way you would do it, sometimes you'll see that it's done even better than you could. So it's like, wow, okay, this is really liberating. And I love to see that progression. That I really get a kick out of that. So
excellent. Now, explain how a business owner is flushing money down the toilet for each hour they work in rather than on their business.
Right, right. Well, I've heard this mentioned a lot of times, and I use this when I talk to business owners all the time. Based on, specifically for your flooring dealers, if we use an average ticket of about a $3,000 per installation, even taking off all the overhead, the owner of a flooring business's hourly rate is probably, would you say, about $200 an hour?
At least. That's very conservative, but at least $200 an hour.
All right. So, if we look at that, even that conservative average there of 200, if we're focused on doing things like, working the sales floor, answering phone calls, putting out the little fires that our employees should be able to put out on their own, those are all $20 an hour tasks tops, really. You're throwing away, $170, $180 every hour that you do that. And a lot of business, if your time is worth $200 an hour and you're insisting on doing $20 or $30 an hour tasks, that's it. You're throwing away the extra $170, $180 that you should be making during that time. So by delegating those things and focusing on the higher level work, the nurturing work that your business needs you to do specifically, you're actually saving yourself a ton of cash that way and a lot of headache in the meantime. It's
When you hire somebody, bring on a staff member or hire a VA, virtual assistant, it's really not an extra expense. Talk about that, Jolynn, about how it's really not an expense. Why is that?
Right. It's not an added expense because it's actually saving you money by hiring somebody at a lower rate than what your time is worth to complete the everyday tasks, the checking of the email, answering phones, working the sales floor. By hiring somebody at even $20 or $30 an hour to do those tasks, you're freeing up your time that you would be spending doing those tasks. And your time is, if you're billing out at an average of $200 or more an hour, by hiring somebody at $20 or $30 an hour to do those things, you're saving yourself essentially $170 or $180 an hour. And freeing up your time to do more productive things that you need to be focusing on.
I love it. And that's such an important key to grasp and take action on, okay? You're never going to grow your business with you doing everything. It can't happen. It's always going to be this tiny little, business limited to what, if you got to have your finger in every pie, well, you only got 10 fingers, so what happens when you want to grow beyond 10 pies, okay? So it's not a business model. It's a self-employed model, and you don't want to be self-employed. You want to be a business owner. So it's between you owning your business and your business owning you. All right. So why do you think that most business owners remain trapped working in their business?
Right. And again, it goes back to that control. You know, a lot of us started out, I'm sure a lot of your members started out with, you know, it was a one-man show. They were doing everything, and understandably so. When you're a startup, that's, you know, everything starts with you. And so as your business grows, how do you let go of all of those things you've been doing? You know, this is the dangerous trap that we all get stuck in. Here's my business. I've grown it from day one. It's successful, and it's gotten to, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, whatever point you're at today. How in the world am I supposed to turn any piece of this over to a virtual stranger? It's nobody's, again, we going back to nobody's going to care about this or put the effort in that I put in. So this is why as my grows, I'm just going to keep doing everything and get busy. And that's where we get stuck. So truly, though, the fact is, and we've seen this just in your business, Jim, there are people out there who can perform these tasks within your business, sometimes better than you can, believe it or not. So
believe it. I can do it all better than everybody else. Come on now.
Right. So I'll share a little thing, a recent experience that we've had, and in your business. I hope you don't mind, Jim, talking.
You know what? I lost you there, JoLynn.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry about that. Am I back?
Well, yeah, you're back. I think because you're going to reveal deep, dark secrets about my business that I think the men in black suits showed up and cut you off there for a minute. So just don't embarrass me too badly.
Jim's taking me out here. There you go. Okay, well, I won't embarrass you too bad, but no, it's really not bad at all. It's an experience that we probably all either have encountered or will encounter in business. This recent experience we've had, I just introduced Jim to a graphic designer, and I did so, for those of you on the call, don't tell Jim I told you this, but he really does suck at graphic design, okay? It's awful. But he needed some graphic design done, so I introduced him to a colleague of mine that works in my network. Just so you know, I suck at graphic design too, so this was something I couldn't help him with. So we needed to hire, for Jim's business, a graphic designer. And we did so, and in a short amount of time, person, tell her what he had in mind for a specific design. They met by phone, because I'm not even sure where she lives, somewhere in the United States, I think on the East Coast somewhere. They got off the phone. Jim went back to what for his business, what he does best, and she went off and created this awesome design for him, and then they met again, and she presented it to him, and it was great. His time wasn't wasted trying to fumble around with designing something that he was never going to complete in the way that she could complete. I'll put it that way. You know, it's just one of probably a bazillion examples I could give you within business where delegating something that you're not great at or something that really bothers you or that is eating up your time, that's just not a good use of your time, is super important if you want to continue to grow your business.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And now that I've lost all credibility with everybody on the call, I'm just kidding.
Nobody's hiring you for graphic design, Jim.
I never claim to be a graphic designer. I do. I'm terrible at it, which is why I hired somebody. Okay, so let's go into tell us exactly what a virtual assistant is. Okay, we've kind of set the groundwork here for the mindset that mm-hmm. our listeners need to have, that you can't do it all yourself. If you want to grow your business, you're going to have to delegate. So let's move on and tell us, describe what a virtual assistant is, what a virtual assistant does.
Sure. So I think that there are times when the word assistant gets in the way of business owners' ideas of what a virtual assistant really is. Traditionally, when we've heard, you know, this is my assistant, or I have an assistant, or I need an assistant, that really pertains to secretarial work. Maybe answering phones, reading email, typing letters, things like that. So that's been a traditional assistant's role in a business. A virtual assistant can do all of those things, and that's definitely one area of a virtual assistant's world, I guess. But any person that you can contract to work within your business virtually is a virtual assistant. So the graphic designer, Jim, that you hired not so long ago is a virtual assistant. You know, we've got our web designers who fit that role of a virtual assistant if they're not working right out of your office or your building. So any number of things under the sun that your business may need, from traditional administrative work to like the project management role that you've got laid out in the world-class installation system, all of those things can be handled by a virtual assistant. And I think that a lot of business owners get hung up with, well, there's a whole list, a plethora of things I do throughout the day that can't be handed off to somebody that doesn't come into my office. The reality is that the world that we live in now, with technology the way it is, most things can be. I mean, I always say a VA can do anything in your business that an in-office person could do, short of, let's say, fetching your coffee or your dry cleaning for you. So the door is really open there.
All right. We have members who have bricks and mortar retail stores and some who offer shop at home service and they don't have a retail store. And the fact is I have taught our shop at home members to use virtual assistants. The fact is that 90% of what goes on in a flooring store does not require the physical presence of an assistant. Think about how much stuff gets done on the phone, on the internet, et cetera, et cetera. A shop at home service wouldn't be possible, and we have members who have highly successful businesses that way, if you had to have somebody in a store, okay? Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not suggesting that everybody, you know, go do shop-at-home services or that you don't need a retail store. That's not my point. My point is that so much of your business, the day-to-day stuff, does not need somebody physically present, okay? So why does either of those kinds of businesses, Jill Lynn, either bricks and mortar or a shop-at-home service, why do they need a virtual assistant?
Right. So I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's a completely different scenario why one might need a VA versus the other. The shop-at-home stores, obviously, they don't have a storefront. They don't have salespeople that need to be there tending the front door, greeting people face-to-face as they come in the door. So working with a virtual assistant when you have a shop-at-home store, virtual store, or, you know, a store on wheels, that kind of thing, it really makes sense for a ton of reasons. You don't need to provide office space for a virtual assistant. When you hire a virtual assistant, they provide all of that for themselves. So they can, you know, while you're out doing installations or your team is out mobile, they can be in an office that they provide, answering your phones, processing your orders, tracking, you know, doing the project management piece of that, handling your marketing pieces, all of that from an office of their own. With the bricks and mortar store.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Talk about the bricks and mortar store. Absolutely.
Yeah, so with the bricks and mortar store, you know, you think, okay, well, I need somebody on my office floor already. I need somebody there to be greeting customers coming in. And you're right. You know, the last thing you want is to have a potential customer walk through your door and be left alone. Right? So you do have your salespeople on the floor. However, those people, the idea is to keep them busy with the foot traffic, with the people there on the that are walking into your business. Those things like answering phones, they still need to get done whether your salesperson is busy or not. The marketing pieces, the order tracking, and all of those day-to-day things that you don't want to fall through the cracks. Whether or not your sales floor, your salespeople are busy, those things are things that can be handled from anywhere.
All right. Well, let's get into specifics then about what a virtual assistant can do for floor dealers listening to this.
Right. So specifically, let's talk about the project management piece and in the world-class installation system. You've done a fantastic job of laying out step-by-step processes that the project coordinator should take during that process, from contacting each person that's involved with each installation, tracking the orders, making sure that the customer is prepared for the installation on the day of installation. All of those little pieces that, if you're busy or if it's not in your skill set to be organized and in front of a computer and doing so, all of those, there's a lot of balls that can be dropped there, just like you say. Having one person that's dedicated to that doesn't have to worry about being on the sales floor, on those busy days or those busy weekends, or being out installing and then trying to follow up on the emails and the order tracking. Having one person dedicated to those specific tasks improves efficiency. I can't even calculate. having these things fall through the cracks is super important in your business. And so having a project coordinator who works specifically in that position, doing those tasks, is really super important. And in working with a virtual assistant, it's different than hiring an employee in your office. So I'm gonna talk about that, the differences there, and how this benefits those businesses who have a few installations a week or who have kind of that ebb and flow of business. Sometimes they're super busy, sometimes they're not. When you hire an employee to come into your store, into your back office, and handle these tasks, during those slow times, you've still got that employee sitting there, and they're still expecting to get paid their, if they're part-time, they're 4 hours a day or they're 8 hours a day, however you set that up. But a virtual assistant, just by nature and within your agreement and your contract with a virtual assistant, when there's not work to do, they don't clock in. You don't have to guarantee them a certain number of hours. So if you've got several installations in process right now, that's great. They're rolling with it, and these balls aren't getting dropped. But those slow times when you don't, okay, they're taking a step back and they're going to work with other clients or do other things, and you're not paying them. So those are times, and that's one specific area where you're not tied down to trying to find work for somebody to fill up a work day.
I love that, and yeah. It's one of the reasons I hired a virtual assistant years ago. When hiring even a full or a part-time assistant just didn't make sense. The work got done, and I only got billed for the time that was on the work was being done. And I've got to tell you, Jolynn, I mean, you being my membership coordinator, I mean, you're very, very familiar with all the materials and especially the world-class installation system. So, I love that you're able to speak directly to that. And I can tell you this right now, the project coordinator position, every task on the project coordinator's task list in the world-class installation system can be handled virtually. You do not need somebody sitting there in the office for anything on there. Real quick, I might be jumping ahead a little bit here, but what some dealers might be wondering is, okay, well, what about answering phones? What if somebody calls in, I got my phones ringing here at the office. How can the project coordinator handle those kinds of things if somebody calls in or what have you. Talk about that, how a VA can still handle that.
Right. So, you know, I deal with this a lot with business owners who say, you know, I've got this giant list of things that I do every day, and there's no way for me to hand them off. Answering phones is one thing because I have a hard line that rings right to my desk, you know, to my phone here. A good virtual assistant is going to be able to provide you with several alternatives there. There's almost nothing that can't be delegated in a physical office. And you don't have to know already, you know, all of the softwares that are out there, how to set everything up, how to essentially virtualize your office in order to work with a VA. I've had a lot of business owners come to me who maybe could count on one hand how many times they've even accessed their computer. It's not in their skill set. They just, you know, and it terrifies them to even think of how do I even start? Where do I start? So in those cases, the first thing that I do is that's the beginning of the relationship is, okay, let's take this one piece at a time. You tell me, you know, what you need done, and I'm going to provide you with ways to do it. And you don't have to know the technology side of it. And I use this as an example often. You know, I want to drive a car every day, but I don't want to know how to fix it. I just don't. You know, I may need a website, but do I need to know how to build that website in order to have that built? No, I don't. I want to be able to tell somebody, here's what I want this to look like, here's what I want to happen, or even here's what's frustrating me. How can you fix that? One thing I do is I provide those to business owners, and the VAs that I work with that I commonly introduce business owners to also help with that as well. You don't even have to do any of the setup. You just have to know what you want done. So
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. Here's what an administrative person does or a project coordinator in a flooring store. Here's what they need access to. The computer, the internet, right? Internet, fax, and phone. Every one of those things can be accessed remotely. Every one of them. Right. And I know this because I need those same things in my business handled and covered. Every single one of them, from calendaring and scheduling. Well, let me tell you what Jolynn handles for me. She handles all inbound and outbound calls. She handles my calendar, the company calendar. She handles the company email. She handles incoming and outgoing faxes. Okay? All of those things, that's exactly what a project coordinator does. Hello? That can all be done. Your phone can be forwarded to a web-based phone system that will route the call. People will not be able to tell that they're not calling directly to your store, that the phone's not ringing in your showroom. They won't be able to tell. It'll go to your virtual assistant who answers it as your company. Okay? Hello, hi, thank you for calling Jimbo's Floors. Okay? That's how it'll get answered, as though it's your company. They will never know. In fact, a lot of people on this call had no idea that Jolynn was not an employee, that she's answering the phone remotely for me. Okay? So you can do the same thing. This is really freeing, folks. And that's why I'm pounding this home. You do not have to have somebody physically there for a lot of these things. Okay. All right. I don't want to belabor this too much, but you just made such a really good point here, Jolynn, and I want everyone to really understand how valuable that is. Now, let's move on and talk about. You talked about project coordinator. You can a VA can handle those. Certainly, you can handle those through Grapevine Virtual. What about implementing some of the marketing?
Right. So, yeah, moving right along, and you know, in your world-class installation system, all of those marketing pieces, you've done a fantastic job, again, of laying those out, and, you know, they're 95% done. And, you know, I almost kind of laugh when I see that, you know, all you have to do is drop in your personal information, maybe a picture of yourself, and send it out. And to me, that's fantastic. If, you know, to have that provided so that that's all I have to do in a Word document, that's great. But the reality is Word really stinks for some people. And if your skill set is not in Word, and, you know, you may spend a ton of time trying to drop that information in and format those Word documents. And, you know what, it's great that the copy is done, and that's awesome, and you've done a good job with that, Jim. I love it. But offloading that to a virtual assistant, either the, you know, the newsletters, all of the marketing pieces, and in all of the campaign, the, you know, the reticular activator campaign, and the others that are part of the other systems as well. VAs who sit in front of their computer and work with Word and work with these programs and printing companies and so forth, I could probably do that in half the time that a lot of your members may be able to do.
Oh, maybe a tenth of the time.
Yeah, yeah. And specifically because, not because they're necessarily, you know, brighter or smarter or whatever, it's just that that's what they do all day. They're focused on, you know, Word documents, programs, things like that, where your, you know, business owners are focused on their business, growing their business, you know, the marketing strategies and the overall, you know, successes of various campaigns and so forth. So it's a division of labor. It's focusing on where your strengths are. If it's something that you're great at doing, fantastic. But if it's something you struggle even a little bit with, offload it and don't worry about it anymore.
These things are so easy. And thank you for the compliments, Jolynn, about the marketing campaigns. I mean, yeah, they're set up to be so easy. But, and you mentioned, you know, going into Word and dropping in those customizing features. Well, that's only part of it. What about managing it? I mean, you've got the reticular activator. That needs to go out to everybody that's in process, you know, who's ordered flooring, the Shock and Awe campaign, your Home Advisor newsletters, your e-Home Advisor newsletters, you know, the emails. Literally, imagine this. Everybody listening to this, imagine never having to touch any of it, period. You have a virtual assistant handling it all for you. You know that your Home Advisor newsletter is just going out month after month after month, and you don't have to touch it. Your Shock and Awe campaigns are going out on time when they're supposed to. Your reticular activator campaign going out when it's supposed to. The e-Home Advisor going out like clockwork, and you're not having to touch it. You're not having to do any customizing, which is really the easy part. But you don't have to do that. And you also don't have to manage it. You don't have to coordinate with the printer. None of this stuff. It's completely 100% off your plate. All right, that's, I'm just such a huge believer in this because I do it. I don't touch any of that stuff. If I've got a campaign that needs to go out, now I'm a copywriter. That's part of what I do. At this point, I don't delegate the copywriting. But you guys don't even have to do the copywriting. It's all done for you. You're getting it handed to you. Hand it off to a VA and let them take care of it. Let's, you know, Jolynn, for the sake of time, there's some more of these questions I want to get to. How can a virtual assistant help dealers save time?
Right. Well, I'll go back to the list of, you know, as you go through your day and you, one exercise that I always suggest that a business owner do when they're considering delegating anything, whether it's to a VA or in-house staff or anyone, go through your day for a day or a week. You don't need much more time than that, okay, a few days or a week, and just make a list of everything you do every day. When you first walk in the door, what do you, you know, you may check your voicemail, check your email, you know, answer the stack of questions that's on your desk, the paperwork, whatever. make a list of everything that you do, and then start with the things that you know are easily delegatable. Removing those things from your day immediately frees up time, even the basic things. A lot of people I've realized don't have a real handle on how much time they spend really just cleaning their email box every day. You know, just responding to a couple of little questions here and there, waiting through the junk mail. Those little things that you do throughout the day. You know, you look at your clock and, wow, half the morning's gone. You know, just with your morning essentially. So by delegating some really basic, mundane things, already you're freeing up hours of time each day. So that's always my first thing. That's one way that a VA can really help save your time. That time that you're spending on those things now can be focused on, you know, the higher level things, the growing of your business, tracking your marketing campaigns and reacting to those and things like that. So right off the bat, that's one thing. You've also, Jim, you've laid out really clearly fantastic instructions for a lot of the processes within a flooring business. Take those instructions, hand them off to a VA, there you go. Anyone can follow most of those instructions. Anyone could follow. If they can read and they can operate a computer, they can do it. So immediately there's more time taken off a business owner's plate if that's what they're doing.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that a virtual assistant can do, too, is help bridge that gap. Okay, so if, let's say right now you need help, but it's not in your budget to hire a full-time person. Well, or maybe even a part-time and have them, like Jolyn was saying, sit around for, you know, 2 hours out of a four-hour day and you're having to pay them. What a virtual assistant can do is bridge that gap. You need help now and your budget is, you know, you've got X amount of dollars. Well, offload to the virtual assistant these things that ultimately, you know, maybe you have a staff member do, but right now you can have a virtual assistant do it. You don't have to expand the size of your office. You don't have to buy a bunch of equipment. You don't have all the payroll headaches, the taxes, the insurance, and everything that goes with it. You just get the work done. And I can say this, and with so much confidence, because I use virtual assistants for so much. You know, these things, you know, like Jolyn just said, the graphic design, my web design, the, you know, video editing, just all kinds of things, and it's wonderful. How can, Jolyn, how can a virtual assistant help dealers make more money?
Right. Well, I think that goes back to, you know, if you're spending your time in front of your computer wading through emails or trying to get your picture to align right in your newsletter or tracking, you know, did I send this marketing piece out? All of that time that you're spending doing those things or hunting down this information that should be right at a person's fingertips is time spent not growing your business and not out there bringing in more business for your sales team and so forth. So by eliminating the everyday, the mundane things, and also things that you're not great at, you're freeing up your time to do more of those, you know, the income generating activities, the things that are going to bring in more business.
All right. So how can you talked about how a VA can help flooring dealers make money. How can a virtual assistant help floor dealers save money?
Got it. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. When you know, most people traditionally, and I know that, you know, the outside the box thinking is becoming more common, I think, with hiring virtual assistants and things and contracting a lot of this work out. But a lot of people still don't realize that when you hire a virtual assistant, you see an hourly rate of, you know, let's say between 20 and 30 an hour for a virtual assistant. Well, geez, I could hire office staff for 10 or 12 or 15, something like that, you know, some of the high school students down the street. The reality is that when you hire an in-office employee, you've got right off the bat, you've got payroll taxes, you've got the, you know, you've got sick days that you need to offer, all of these things, health insurance, you know, paid vacations. If you're, you know, all of those things that come along with hiring employees, providing office equipment, a desk, and all of, you know, all of that as well, software that you'll need to provide for them. You know, when they break something in your office, you've got to fix that too. There's all of those things that you take on when you hire an employee at that lower hourly rate. With a virtual assistant, not only do you not have to fill up a certain amount of hours a day with, you know, some kind of work, something to keep them busy, but you also don't have to worry about any of those extra, the payroll taxes, the health insurance, the, you know, all of those other things. So that's all handled. It's all one flat rate. So you can hire a VA at truly a few hours a week. If you've got, let's just free up 3 hours a week. That's all I need, or 4 hours a week. That's a half a day a week.
Hang on a minute. Let's not blow past this. 4 hours a week. That is half a day a week. Now, what could a flooring dealer do with half a day a week? Well, let's think about this for a minute. You could go play golf. You could go fishing. You could go biking. You could go spend time with your family. You could go coach your, you know, some little league team, your daughter's soccer team. If you want to work on your business, you could spend those 4 hours now, strategizing, thinking creatively about your business, putting marketing systems into place. Maybe you quit every Friday at noon. Okay, so now you got 2.5 days off, all right? Maybe if you're working 6 days a week, now you're only working 5.5 days a week. That's only 4 hours a week. And the great thing is you only pay the virtual assistant for the work you're having them do. I'm really pounding that home that you can get these things off your plate and just pay for that thing to be done, and that's it. Okay, it's very, very, very affordable. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jolynn, but I didn't want that to blow by. You know, 3 or 4 hours away, a day, there's half a day.
Right, right. Well, and let's take a look at that. In 3 or 4 hours a week, what could a VA do for you? Well, it depends on what is getting in your way of being productive or getting in your way of getting home to your family each week. But just to use some of the examples that we've put on the call, Jim, in, let's say, 4 hours a week, a VA could take care of the entire, you know, the world-class insulation system. All of those marketing pieces could be tracked, sent out, followed up on, that whole bit. Project coordination could be handled probably within that amount of time, depending on how busy you are, too. So imagine those pieces completely removed from your plate. And during slow times, there, you know, if you don't have the money coming in, you don't have the work, then they step back, so you don't need to worry about that. But so now you've freed up half a day a week, okay, to do whatever you want to do, either reinvest that back into your business, taking care of growing your business, or, you know, spending the time with your family or out doing things that you want to do. And your business is still getting taken care of. Your tasks are still getting done. Your customers are still hearing from you. Your installations are still going smoothly. And your stress is reduced completely. So it's a huge deal, yeah.
I love it. Okay, now I want to talk for a minute about the cost of why hiring a part-time person rather than a VA is for a smaller hourly rate does not save you money. I'm just reiterating what Jolynn said. You've got insurance and taxes and paperwork. You have to manage them. The mental stress. Okay, you have so much mental gasoline in the morning, okay? And by the end of the day, that mental gasoline gets burned up. Now, you can burn that up managing tasks, or you can burn it up growing your business. Either way, you want to get that off your plate so that things mentally off your plate. So you just know it's getting handled. So important. And it's so freeing. The stress reduction is just amazing when you get something not just physically off your plate, but mentally off your plate. In my experience, now, this it depends on the the virtual assistant. There's good ones and there's bad ones, okay? Good ones and not so good ones. But when you've got a good virtual assistant, they tend to take ownership of their tasks and their job more than a typical employee. And the reason is because they own their own business, okay? It's a different mindset. They are there to make the business owner's life easier and less stressful. So at any rate, Joanne, how quickly, yeah, actually, let me back up a minute. I want to go ahead and open it up to Q&A. We've got about 8 more minutes on the call here. If you have a question for Joanne or anything we've talked about today, press *6 on your phone, and it'll put you into the Q&A queue. We're going to keep going here for till the top of the hour, but go ahead and press *6 to be put in the Q&A queue, and we'll bring you up. Joanne, how can our listeners find a good virtual assistant?
Right. Well, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up. There are some great ones out there, and there are some not so great ones out there. Uh-huh. I think probably with same as with any other contract or any other person, whether it's your business, you know, to do work around your home or for anything else. I know you feel the same way that I do about this. I work almost completely off of referrals. I don't want to hire somebody for anything unless I know somebody that they've worked with before and that they get a good feedback from. I would think that, you know, I would suggest to your members, do the same thing with virtual assistants. Work with somebody you know. If you don't know any virtual assistants at all, give me a call. I can help introduce you to somebody, or we can talk about how to get you started with that. You don't have to know how everything works, but know what you have an idea of, you know, I need to offload something here.
All right.
But yeah, I would start with people that I know and feedback that I can get from them and go from there.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm just going to flat out tell them I should call you because you do an incredible job. I have had virtual assistants at any one time. I have anywhere from 3 to 5 people working virtually for me at this point. And I've had, well, let's talk about that graphic designer. Before this one that did a great job, we had one before that wasn't so great, didn't do a good job. And so there's good ones and there's bad ones. Joanne and Grapevine Virtual are tops. They're incredible. And not only will they do an excellent job for you, if there's something that Grapevine can't handle, if it's something beyond their scope of expertise, or if they're just simply, you know, at a point where they've got, you know, a lot of projects going on and they can't take on a new client, they will direct you to somebody who can help you. And because Joanne, you know, lives and works in the virtual assistant world, she has a lot of resources. Joanne is my go-to person when I need somebody that I know she doesn't do, like graphic design is an example. I know that she knows people. So I'm going to say contact Joanne, contact Grapevine Virtual, and she'll be happy to meet with you and talk with you and see if it would be a good fit with what you need. Joanne, real quick, go ahead and give out your contact information so that if anybody wants to get a hold of you and pursue this further, they can.
Sure. Okay, absolutely. Traditionally, you guys have always contacted me through Jim's company. You mentioned, yeah, my business is Grapevine Virtual. To investigate about virtual assistant services, I would ask that you do contact me through that business. My email address is my first name, Joanne, Joelyn, at grapevinevirtual.com. And the business phone number is 916-415-8640. 1-9. I think some of you have probably seen that number before in the past, but what I'm going to do too is, and I just want to, I don't want to completely sidetrack here, Jim, either, but I do want to stress that starting work with anyone, whether it's, you know, you guys all probably have installers that work with you, some in-office people that work with you at this point possibly. Anytime you start working with somebody new, you do want to be prepared to, you know, to start that, to build that foundation with somebody. And this may be a completely foreign area for a lot of your members, and I get that. I understand that little stress there of, wow, I don't even know how any of this might work. It's not something I've ever tried before. I've maybe not even heard of it before. So I have put together a checklist for your members, just kind of an outline of things that they may want to look at before starting work with a virtual assistant, different options that they have available. That also has, you know, the checklist that I put together also has my contact information on the bottom of it. You know, just some suggestions if you want to hand off your phone answering to somebody or email to somebody. So that, you know, if we can get that, make that available to your members too after the call, that would be fantastic. And then they know that they've got my information there as well.
All right, we're going to put that up on the members only site. So if you're listening to this live, it will be up within 1 to 2 days. If you're listening to this on the recording, it's on the members only site. It's Jillian's quick and easy checklist for hiring a virtual assistant. I'm going to challenge everybody on the call. I'm going to make this challenge. Everybody's got at least one thing they can delegate right now. Everybody's got at least one thing. And I'm going to challenge everybody to delegate one thing in the next 7 days. Contact Jillian and get your feet wet. Maybe it's something as simple as getting the home advisor done for you to the printer and just handled for you. Maybe that's it. Maybe you just start there. And what you'll find is, you know, and that's all. That's a very, very small investment of time. What happens is as you get used to working with a virtual assistant, you begin to see how much stress reduction there is, how it frees up your time, and you'll want to start delegating more things. You don't have to jump right in and delegate, you know, 20 hours a week, you know, on day one. Start small. So I'm going to challenge everybody listening to this to pick one thing to get off their plate. Contact Jillian and have Grapevine Virtual start handling one thing for you. Okay, this will be a really good exercise to help you all take that step. Hey, Jillian, it looks like we've got a question here, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Tell us what your name is and what's your question.
Hello, Jim. It's Tim from Quality Carpet and Flooring in Cambridge, Ontario.
Hey, Tim. Good to hear from you.
I guess my question is, like, on a cost-wise, what does this cost? Because either I missed that or it's sometimes a little sketchy on hearing people, but what kind of cost is involved with this?
Right, so I'll take that, Tim, and it's I'm going to tell you it's going to vary based on what you hand off, you know, and the quality of VA that you hire. The things that we've talked about on the call, the answering phones, the project coordinator position, those are kind of what I would consider general VA work. And the average cost for that is going to be about between $20 and $30, so about $25 to $30 an hour. Okay, but again, VAs are going to vary. Depends on who you hire and what their rate. Some of the higher level work that I've seen done, you know, if you have some PR work done for your company, a website built, oftentimes bookkeeping or graphic design is a little bit higher rate as well. Those can be anywhere from, and again, depending on the quality or the education, the background of the VA that you hire, it may be up to, you know, between $30 and $50 an hour.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, I presume there'd be companies that can do that kind of work in Canada? And the reason I ask that, not because if I mail something, it doesn't make any sense to mail it from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Tim. And really, for the things that we've been talking about, I have plenty of clients in Canada. I mean, I've worked with Canadian clients all the time. So just to ease your mind there, the work can be done in the U.S. and mailed from, you know, either you use a Canadian printer or we use, you know, a fulfillment house or printer here and then have that bulk shipped to your address. I've done that as well.
Okay.
So,
yeah, never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, keep in mind with virtual assistants, there are no borders. You can have anything
I'm
done.
I'm gathering that. Like, it's like, I get it, but it's just, the only wall there was the mailing thing, but I never thought of bulk mailing it here.
Not only bulk mailing it there, but see, keep in mind that the virtual assistant can just manage the printing for you. If you've got a relationship with a printer, I mean, you know, in Canada, okay, with you handling it, you've got to call the printer, you've got to email it to him, you've got to make sure that the thing got out the door, you've got to, all those things. You can use whatever printer you're currently using, and it can be managed by the virtual assistant.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's different ways to skin that cat.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, any other questions, Tim, before we go?
Nope. I think I'm just ducky. That sounds like a great idea.
Excellent. Well, you got Jolynn's phone number for Grapevine. Give her a call. Tim, I'm going to encourage you, like I've just encouraged everyone, pick one thing, hand it off, and start learning to use a virtual assistant. And I know you're going to be really happy with that. I'll tell you what, this is a good exercise all the way around, just in delegating, just learning the mental habit of letting go. I mean, so many of you ladies and gentlemen on this call need to start practicing that. I mean, you hang on to things like it with a death grip. You don't want to let it go. And Jolynn and I both understand that urge. As entrepreneurs, it's common. But you've got to dump that. And so, again, homework, everybody. Here's your homework. Whether you're listening live or on the recording, within the next 7 days, I want you to contact, you know what, I'm gonna modify that. Within the next 24 hours, I want, because you know what needs to be delegated. You know what you want off your plate, okay? You know what's driving you nuts. Within the next 24 hours, I want you to contact Jolynn, and I want you to get one thing off your plate. Just freaking do it, people. I don't care if you're a small business. If you're a small business, you need the help. And if you're a large business, you've got way more on your plate. So let's start learning to delegate and learning to let go. Okay. Jolynn, give your contact information one more time.
Sure. Email address is my first name, Jolynn, Jolyn, at grapevinevirtual.com. And phone number that you can reach me at is 916-415-8619.
I love it. Okay, we're about 5 minutes over the hour here. We're about out of time. Jolynn, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Yep, I know. I definitely want to be respectful of time, but I just want to touch on one tiny thing to wrap up. And I just wanted to reiterate again, I do get it, how difficult it is to let go. And I wanted to let your, you know, the people listening to this call know that you don't have to, delegation doesn't mean that you can't see what's going on in your business. There are tons of ways that you can check in, still make sure that things are being done. You can still see that your emails are being taken care of, that your newsletters are being taken care of. I've got a lot of ways that you can let go but still know and not feel like you've got blind. Oh, so chat with me about that and I can ease your mind a little bit.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as Jolynn said before, you know, go with somebody you know, go with a referral. I'm referring Grapevine Virtual. Okay. So if you want a good place to start, can't give it any stronger endorsement than that. Okay, Joelynne, thank you so much for coming on and taking the time. I know that this is going to be really valuable for the listeners, and that if they'll take your advice, that they could, that they can, this can mean the difference between staying stuck where they're at right now and taking their business to a whole new level. So thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
Well, thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, everyone. You know your homework. In the next 24 hours, pick one thing to delegate, contact Grapevine Virtual, and get it off your plate. Okay, until next time, everyone. Happy marketing.